ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეოთხე ვარიანტი.
You will see the questions on the monitor. Please do the tasks while listening. If you don't hear the recording well, please raise your hand now. Task 1. Listen to the text and for each question mark the correct answer A, B, C or D. You now have 40 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice.
I'm Sam, a tour guide in Florence, an amazing city in Italy that Mark Twain once described as the City of Dreams. I moved here from the United States 12 years ago, and since then I've been taking groups of tourists around the city. It's an amazing place to live and work. Just being here is like a dream. Some mornings I wake up and can't believe that I'm actually living here in Florence with its wonderful landscapes, kind people, and high quality of life. One of the things I love most about living in Florence is the feeling of being a part of history. Florence is the birthplace of Italy's greatest poet, Dante Alighieri, and my favorite artist, Michelangelo. It's where Leonardo da Vinci learned how to paint, and Galileo Galilei discovered that the sun, not the earth, was the center of
the universe.
My favorite thing about being a guide is that I can introduce people to a different side of Florence, something that they're not going to find in guidebooks or online. It's great when I can share with people hidden, unknown things about Florence. Florence was founded by Julius Caesar in 59 BC as a settlement for his veteran soldiers. Situated on the main road between Rome and the north, the new Roman settlement quickly became an important commercial center. But Florence became best known as the cultural center of the Italian Renaissance. In the 15th and 16th centuries, it was one of the most important cities in all of Europe, and it was during this golden age that Florence grew and flourished. When visiting Florence, you must stop by to admire the Florence Cathedral. It's the world's third largest cathedral, located in the heart of the city. The cathedral stands tall over Florence, with its magnificent red brick dome. This massive dome, built 600 years ago, is still listed as the largest brick dome in the world. The most impressive experience is climbing the 463 steps to get to the top of the cathedral dome, from where you can see amazing views of Florence. Every time I experience this view, it takes my breath away. Climbing to the top is a physical challenge, but it's worth it. The memory of this experience will stay with you long after your trip to Florence is over. Climbing the dome costs 8 euros, but the great news is that visiting the Florence Cathedral itself is free. You should also go and see the Medici Villa of Castello. It has an incredible garden and is only a little bit outside of the center of Florence. It's one of the oldest country residents of the Medici family, who bought it in 1477. I've introduced this elegant 14th century villa even to Florentines who were born here and have lived here all their lives and had no idea how wonderful this place is. If you had to choose just one place to see in Florence, then I think you must go to the Accademia Gallery and see Michelangelo's famous statue of David. Michelangelo started working on the statue of David when he was only 26 years old, and he completed it in 1504 at the age of 29. The statue of David at the Accademia Gallery is an absolute must-see in Florence. So even if it means standing in a long line for quite a while to buy a ticket, seeing this masterpiece will be well worth the wait. There are, of course, two copies of the original Statue of David, which you can see outside, in two different public squares of Florence. But for me, nothing really compares to the feeling of actually seeing the real one, which is kept safe inside the Accademia Gallery. I'm Sam, a tour guide in Florence, an amazing city in Italy that Mark Twain once described as the City of Dreams. I moved here from the United States 12 years ago, and since then, I've been taking groups of tourists around the city. It's an amazing place to live and work. Just being here is like a dream. Some mornings, I wake up and can't believe that I'm actually living here in Florence with its wonderful landscapes, kind people, and high quality of life. One of the things I love most about living in Florence is the feeling of being a part of history. Florence is the birthplace of Italy's greatest poet, Dante Alighieri, and my favorite artist, Michelangelo. It's where Leonardo da Vinci learned how to paint, and Galileo Galilei discovered that the sun, not the earth, was the center of
the universe.
My favorite thing about being a guide is that I can introduce people to a different side of Florence, something that they're not going to find in guidebooks or online. It's great when I can share with people hidden, unknown things about Florence. Florence was founded by Julius Caesar in 59 BC as a settlement for his veteran soldiers. Situated on the main road between Rome and the north, the new Roman settlement quickly became an important commercial center. But Florence became best known as the cultural center of the Italian Renaissance. In the 15th and 16th centuries, it was one of the most important cities in all of Europe, and it was during this golden age that Florence grew and flourished. When visiting Florence, you must stop by to admire the Florence Cathedral. It's the world's third largest cathedral, located in the heart of the city. The cathedral stands tall over Florence, with its magnificent red brick dome. This massive dome, built 600 years ago, is still listed as the largest brick dome in the world. The most impressive experience is climbing the 463 steps to get to the top of the cathedral dome, from where you can see amazing views of Florence. Every time I experience this view, it takes my breath away. Climbing to the top is a physical challenge, but it's worth it. The memory of this experience will stay with you long after your trip to Florence is over. Climbing the dome costs 8 euros, but the great news is that visiting the Florence Cathedral itself is free. You should also go and see the Medici Villa of Castello. It has an incredible garden and is only a little bit outside of the center of Florence. It's one of the oldest country residents of the Medici family, who bought it in 1477. I've introduced this elegant 14th century villa even to Florentines who were born here and have lived here all their lives, and had no idea how wonderful this place is. If you had to choose just one place to see in Florence, then I think you must go to the Accademia Gallery and see Michelangelo's famous Statue of David. Michelangelo started working on the Statue of David when he was only 26 years old, and he completed it in 1504 at the age of 29. The Statue of David at the Accademia Gallery is an absolute must-see in Florence. So even if it means standing in a long line for quite a while to buy a ticket, seeing this masterpiece will be well worth the wait. There are, of course, two copies of the original Statue of David, which you can see outside, in two different public squares of Florence. But for me, nothing really compares to the feeling of actually seeing the real one, which is kept safe inside the Accademia Gallery.
This is the end of the listening task.
Osmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.